We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Monday morning, 38 degrees. A teen is under arrest after eight people were injured during a shooting at the Mayfair Mall in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, Friday. All the victims are expected to survive. Police Chief Barry Weber updated the situation Sunday.
Wauwatosa Police Department is pleased to announce the arrest of a 15-year-old Hispanic male in connection with the shooting at Mayfair Mall. The suspected firearm used in the incident was also recovered at the scene of the arrest.
Police in Arkansas City have arrested a man from Arkansas City. That was early Saturday morning. This in connection with a fatal shooting on Friday night.
40-year-old James Lyle Clark was arrested on suspicion of one count of felony second-degree murder and was booked into the Cowley County Jail in Winfield without bond. Officers responded just after 9:30 p.m. Friday to the intersection of Madison Avenue and the U.S. 77 bypass for a report of a shooting. They found 38-year-old Samuel Hutton of Arkansas City in a vehicle suffering from a gunshot wound. He was transported to the South Central Kansas Medical Center, where he later died. Police identified Clark as a suspect in the shooting, which they determined had occurred at his residence in the 1300 block of South A Street in southeast Arkansas City. Clark was located and arrested without incident east of town. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The results of an investigation into Kansas Representative Michael Capps have been referred to the Kansas Attorney General's office.
Sedgwick County DA Mark Bennett sent the results of his investigation to be assessed as to whether or not to take any further action over an alleged allegation to cover up involvement in a political ad critical of then Wichita mayoral candidate Brandon Whipple. A lawsuit from Whipple accuses Capps, former Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell, and Wichita City Councilman James Clendenin of taking part in creating the ad. Whipple won the election and added their names to his lawsuit almost a year later. County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell resigned last week after Bennett concluded there was sufficient evidence to begin ouster proceedings. Wichita City Council member James Clendenin was also interviewed again, and the district attorney's office plans to release that information next week. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The coronavirus pandemic continues. Cases surge. Hospitalizations steadily increasing. Fox's Charles Watson reports.
The country is approaching an average of 200,000 new infections a day as the U.S. adds 1.2 million more cases in the last week alone. But help could be on the way soon as Pfizer awaits emergency approval from the FDA for its COVID-19 vaccine. Officials are preparing for an almost immediate rollout. The White House task force said the U.S. will ship millions of doses of the vaccine within 24 hours. If the FDA grants emergency use authorization, healthcare workers, nurses, homes, and those with serious medical conditions are expected to be among the first to receive the vaccine.
The biotech company Moderna is another front runner to produce an effective vaccine. It's also expected to apply soon for FDA emergency authorization.
Gasoline prices continue to slide. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us where things stand right now.
Gasoline prices are still slipping, but this time just one penny in the past 2 weeks. The new price is $2.18. It would have been more than a dime, I believe, if not for higher crude oil prices in the same period.
Lundberg says crude oil prices rose due to excitement over a potential coronavirus vaccine. Baton Rouge has the lowest price per gallon at $1.73. San Francisco is the highest individual market at $3.33 a gallon. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As moisture increases from the south, we have widespread clouds, and that will lead to a few scattered showers here at mid-morning. Today, breezy with a high 49. A near steady temperature overnight, our low in the upper 40s, then rain and even a few thunderstorms tomorrow. Tuesday's high 58. On Thanksgiving Day, sunny and 57. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 38 degrees, southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. 38 degrees. Ted, that's kind of chilly out there this morning.
A little bit, but there's not much wind, so yep. It's not too bad out there.
Did have to scrape my front glass of my
you
car
did.
This morning.
I bit. Did not. I had raindrops.
Really?
On my
well,
car.
Must have been.
So
I had no rain.
It's been a difference of a few hours.
There you go. November 23rd, on this date in 2000, in a setback for Al Gore, the Florida Supreme Court refused to order Miami-Dade County officials to resume hand-counting its Election Day ballots. Meanwhile, Gore's lawyer argued in a brief filed with the U.S. Supreme Court that the high court should stay out of the Florida election controversy. And the end result of all that was that went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and by a 5-4 decision, they said, nope, stop the counting, and Mr. Bush became president, not Mr. Gore. What's good news for the tiny owl found in Rockefeller Center Christmas tree may turn out to be bad news for mice in the area when it will be released. The Saw-Wet owl, named Rockefeller, has been prepared for its release back into the wild by wolfing down an endless supply of mice at a wildlife refuge center. The owl was discovered a week ago by a worker setting up the tree in Midtown Manhattan. We shared the story with you last week of Rockefeller the owl. Rockefeller has been since gorging on mice to get his strength back in advance of being released. So I guess, but that's what owls eat. Mice. Lots of them.
I love that little guy. He's cute.
He's a cute. He could be a real hero here. I want to take another quick look for you folks out there for the at the radar. And it looks like our good friend Tom Leffler may have gotten some rain here this morning. We'll find out in just a minute when we talk to him. But out to the west, Hutchinson now, there's raindrops starting to fall in Hutchinson. Down south, around Kingman County. Looks like Kingman's pretty well clear right now, but to the west of there, going out toward Dodge City, Great Bend, huge area of showers. Up near Salina, up the Turnpike, north of Eureka, up to Emporia, and up into the northeast corner of Manhattan. It's going pretty good right now, it looks like. South of here, not much. To the west, over in the western Sedgwick or Kingman County, showers moving toward the Wichita area, but so far, looks like Wichita may have some sprinkles, and that's about it. Not much going on here right now. All right, 6:37, Steve and Ted, and as I talked about earlier this morning, getting into the holiday spirit, I'm getting there. Ted's having trouble getting all worked up, and Shelly and I went out shopping early Sunday, and she does not like to go shopping ever, but we did get out because we had some things that we just had to get.
Well, yeah, you get to that point.
And we had to go by, and one thing we had to do was pick up a turkey. And we went by,
the neighborhood. A little close here.
Yeah, well, we're going to do a turkey, and then I think my son-in-law is going to do a turkey breast, and there's going to be some other food hanging around. But
okay.
And my granddaughters, the 14-year-old twins, of course, their expertise is deviled eggs, so they're cranking up for that.
Boy, that sounds good.
But it's all getting ready to go, and bought a turkey, and, you know, those turkeys are no little ones. I mean, he couldn't find a little turkey.
No.
All big turkeys.
Once you get to this point,
and we're hoping
you've got to go with those massive ones.
The great big ones, and they're pretty heavy. But I think we found a good one, and Shelly will do a great job with that. It's that time of the year. I'm enjoying myself. All right, 6:38, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, Friday, the live cattle had their lowest trade in 16 sessions and the feeders the lowest in 12 sessions, but they were able to bounce and close on the mix side. Now, Friday's cattle and feed report held no surprises as they were near the pre-report estimates will likely have no effect on today's trading. Now, today at 2 o'clock is the monthly cold storage report, and without any price positive fresh news, the lean hogs were able to close with triple-digit gains on Friday. Friday's close saw Feb cattle 12 cents higher at 110.65, January feeders down 95 at 134.60, and February hogs $2.30 higher at 65.35. The wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed positive Friday. Profit taking pulled the soybeans and the bean oil off their new contract highs they made on Friday. Now, last week, the March KC wheat lost a penny, March corn gained 9 cents, and January soybeans gained 33 cents for the week. Now, weather concerns in South America once again pumped up soybean and grain futures overnight. At the moment, March KC wheat, 3.5 cents higher at 562 3/4. March corn, 6 cents higher at 434 1/4. And January beans up 15 3/4 at 1196 3/4. January crude oil trading 55 cents higher at 42.98. December gold down $7.50 at 1865. December S&P 23 1/4 points higher at 3577 1/2. December dollar index 38 cents lower at 92.01. And December Dow Jones futures up 209 points at 29,420. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, radar indicating that you may have had some showers in Augusta and northern Butler County, and then some showers up the turnpike clear to Emporia and north of there to Topeka. Did you get any rain here this morning so far?
If there was a little, it was so light sprinkle, I never even noticed.
Really?
You know, over the weekend, we did pick up a big third of an inch.
A third of an inch? Wow. All right. So we still need some rain out west, I guess. We've still got dry, dry conditions, but it looks like they're getting...
Matter of fact, a lot of places still need moisture here in Kansas, and, you know, it's every little bit helps.
All right. So have you got your turkey yet for Thanksgiving?
I'm not a big turkey eater. No, we have not got a turkey.
So what are you going to do? Have some beef there? Is that what you're going
to
do?
Yeah, we'll probably have to sacrifice and have beef.
Well, bless your heart.
That's kind of a tough deal, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Somebody's got to do it, right?
That's right.
So at that first Thanksgiving dinner there at Plymouth Rock or whatever it was, help me if I'm wrong on this, Ted, because I don't, you know, the Mayflower or whatever. Do you think they had any roast beef maybe or some ribeyes there that day? With them?
Probably not, but I bet you they wish they did.
Yeah, I think they probably had fish, right?
I imagine so. But they was probably sitting there thinking, man, I wish I had a good hunk of meat.
Well, yeah. Those pilgrims, you know, they like their roast beef, prime rib, little horseradish sauce. They were like that, you know?
That's exactly right.
Oh, I don't know anything about it.
We're trying to rewrite history.
We were rewriting history. We're making it up as we go along. All right. Thank you, Tom. And coming up here just about an hour from now, we're going to have our Mondays with the Mayor.
Yes, yes.
Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple will be with us, so we've got that coming up. And see what else we got. We got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is standing by this morning, so we'll be talking to him in just a little bit. 6:42 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.